Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and it's been quite a while since I've come to you on a Wednesday morning with one of these messages. During Lent, we provided you with daily messages from the Being Challenge, and last week I was away on vacation and didn't have a chance to send out a message before I left. So it is good to be back together. Hopefully each of us can get back into the rhythm of these Wednesday morning messages. Today, I am just so excited to be able to be outside recording this message for you on a beautiful day as the temperatures are beginning to rise. Doesn't quite feel like spring entirely, but spring is certainly coming. Today, as I reflect back on the Being Challenge and Holy Week and Easter, I am reminded of the final challenge or the final focus of the habit of the Being Challenge, and that is choosing church. As many of you know, most of you know, maybe all of you know, that my father passed away recently, actually on Holy Saturday, and Holy Week, we spent time with him that his final week, my family did, and the church. You guys were a huge support to not just me as your pastor, but to my entire family. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for that. As difficult as that week was, and as the time since his passing continues to be, I can't imagine enduring that, going through that without your love, care, support, your prayers. Thank you for being the church. Thank you for being Christ to us. The Being Challenge, the challenge was to be like Christ, and you have done that in a very real and significant way for me and my family. And you took up the challenge, and I would say that you have succeeded. I can't imagine how folks go through such challenging times without the support of a community. And especially how folks would face death without the promise of the resurrection. Amidst that challenging week, at its conclusion, with my dad passing on Holy Saturday, we were able to join you for worship, to celebrate the good news of the resurrection on Easter Sunday, and how sweet it was to sing aloud the good news that Christ has been raised from the dead, that the death has been defeated for each and every one of us. And as we were gathered in worship, it was reassuring to know that for my father, the pain of death had passed, that he had already entered into the joy created especially for him, and to know that promise is available to each and every one of us. I'm not one much for altar calls, but I can tell you that in the midst of experiencing death in our family, the good news of the resurrection, the promise of everlasting life is life-giving, allows one to actually endure the pain of the loss by being able to celebrate the good news that is not all that there is. And I know that my dad passed peacefully and into the joy that had been prepared for him, and that for him it was indeed good news. His suffering is over. His body has been restored. He's eating cinnamon rolls and drinking beer and hopefully watching the Giants have a different result than they seem to be having so far this season here on earth. Maybe God can perfect even the Giants' play during this season. Mostly, I just wanted to say it's good to be back together, and I look forward to seeing you in worship on Sunday and next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.